Anybody there?
Good morning. I just came on.
Has arrived.
Me too. I'm just chewing wheatgrass. The juice, that is. Chewing the juice. Oh, dear. So how's your morning going?
We're a little slow this morning getting going for whatever reason.
Well, I got Danny out, but he got a phone call from the gentleman that we're supplying with wheatgrass, and he says, I found my power mag. We didn't even know where it was. We're so bad on some of this stuff. Danny gives it to, you know, close friends to use, and then he forgets to get it back, and we got some moldables, so we're going, who's got that thing? Anyway, he says, I found that thing you told me about a while back, and he said, I started using it, and guess what? It works.
Yeah, you got a lot.
You know, you try and explain or educate or whatever you want to try and do for the people you are close to, and they finally wake up one day. So anyway, he was all excited. He wouldn't shut up and get off the phone so I could make call in. Anyway, I could have gone for the other line, but I get so many disruptions on the barn line. I call it, Danny calls it his shop. The barn. Anyway, anything new in your newspapers or...
Yeah, you know, I was just, today is the day that the food section comes out. And
yours is on Thursday. Ours is on Tuesday.
Tuesdays, yes. So they have a recipe in here for a roasted carrot hummus that's really interesting.
Is it simple?
It's just three large roasted carrots peeled and cut into... It says three large carrots before they're roasted, peeled, cut in 1-inch pieces.
I'm getting to my pad here.
I'll just type it in and send you an email with it on.
If I got it, I'll make it today because I'm running low and I need some more. And the other thing was I had roasted vegetables yesterday for lunch and they were so good. I've got a piece of paper here. I'll grab that. My pad's somewhere in the other room. Okay, I'm ready. Roasted carrot
hummus.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so it's three large carrots, peeled and cut into 1-inch pieces, one garlic clove, two teaspoons of olive oil.
How much is that?
I just said 2 teaspoons, huh? That's a small amount, good. Olive oil.
Linda Morse.
Has arrived.
Okay, got ended with 2 teaspoons of olive oil.
1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt.
1/2 teaspoon, okay.
15-ounce can of chickpeas, drained and rinsed.
Okay.
2 tablespoons. Of lemon juice.
2 tablespoons lemon juice, okay.
2 tablespoons of peanut butter or almond or tahini.
Okay, I'll go for tahini. I like tahini for mine. Okay.
That says, preheat oven to 400 degrees. place carrots and whole garlic clove on the baking sheet. Drizzle with olive oil. Sprinkle with salt and toss to coat. Roast for 45 minutes or until carrots are fork tender and starting to caramelize. So same old directions as far as put everything in the food processor and process until smooth. If it seems a little thick, thin with additional olive oil or hot water, a tablespoon at a time until desired consistency is reached. That makes 2 cups.
Well, I think I'm going to do that first thing this morning. I got carrots down there. I can go grab them and stick some in.
It sounded interesting to me. A little different kind of, maybe a little sweeter flavor from the caramelized onions. I mean, onions.
Just the chickpeas, you mean, or the...
When I say caramelized, the next thing that follows is onions.
Oh, caramelized onions. Is your next recipe, you say?
No.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
Sure.
Anybody else need it reread quickly? Nobody said yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're getting ready to next week to head up to Idaho for the expo up there. And we've already got the flyer out for the one in November after we come back from the convention, so they're all excited. Were you on the call last night?
Yes.
How did it come out? Was it good?
Yeah, it was very good. It was very informative.
What did you pick up?
He didn't give anything as far as the new product, really, other than he was I thought he was leaning towards things that were the far infrared and that kind of product. So I don't know. He talked about the light and the different magnetics. You know, the spider.
The technology behind it, you mean, or?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. With a little bit of explanation as to probably why the transition, I mean, that it would be explained if he talked about the technology, so.
Yes, it was all
advancement of it.
Things.
Pardon?
It was all into technology on those products.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting. I wasn't here, and I don't know where Denny was, so he was working on his project, so neither one of us were on it last night, so didn't catch it, so we'll watch and see how fast it comes up.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else have any thoughts or questions?
Who's on with us?
I heard Linda Morris come in.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Oh, Onita's here too. Did you get the roasted carrot hummus?
Yes, I scribbled really fast.
That sounds good. Sounds very good.
I had a handful of vitamins in one hand, so I.
Has arrived.
Somebody else just joined us.
Yes, it's Mary Lou. I'm sorry I'm late again.
Good morning. Well, you're well into your day, and it's hard to break away from it, and I'm sure that unless you set an alarm, you forget.
Well, you, That's right. Our time, we're up a good while, and then I've got the thing to get back on.
Yeah, I did that overtime back in New York, so I finally started setting my phone so it would ring 5 minutes before I was supposed to be on the phone.
That's a good idea.
And it did. It helped me because I, you know, once your mind is in a roll on what the day's activities is, I mean, Betty does a great job of, do you set an alarm, Betty?
No, I don't.
You're into it. Well, you've got it worked into your routine well enough, I guess, that it just comes automatic. But
yes, that's
mine was always helter-skelter with people coming and going, and you get into a conversation, and all of a sudden you say, oh, shoot, I'm 10 minutes past, you know, or whatever takes place later in the day. In the early part of the morning, it's usually Denny getting the phone calls so he can handle them himself. So anyway.
Well, since I've broken up your train of thought and going, I'll just ask you, my body's hurting so bad. Sometime at the end of the conference, does anybody know what to do when it just starts hurting so bad? I put a little more magnets on it, and I've taken them off, but it just keeps on. And I'm losing feeling in my right hand, and it's numbness and whatever else. And I've iced this morning. I've done everything. But anyway, I don't know where to go and what to do and how to find a doctor or whatever else to find. It's from an old head injury, I know, and it's probably in my neck or somewhere, but I'm just getting such numbness and stinging and burning and hurting.
Have you gone to a chiropractor for adjustment?
Yes, I haven't. I used to use a chiropractor all the time, but they popped that neck so that, and that's where my problem, I think, is, that I guess I've gotten to be real touchy about it. I don't have one now that will not, you know, will kind of work on it. And I've tried to go for a massage, and I couldn't get in. But I'm going to have to try to do something and start over and maybe go with the chiropractor. I don't know. Sure, I'm just at Roseanne today.
Okay, you're in...
I'm in Sweetwater in Texas.
You're in Texas there. You know, I just got the notice yesterday. Let me look at the dates on it. Something that would be, you know, a good shot, because as I was reading it, it just described what you're talking about, not specific condition, but in general.
Uh-huh.
Let me go get that. This is the program we went to at Parkview, Parkview Adventist Medical Center in New Brunswick for a week or 10 days back there. And, there was no charge for the program. All you have to do is get there and we had a motorhome. Well, Nancy went, and you guys had a, you know, I'm sure you found a, or is Nancy on? Maybe she's not on. Anyway, an inexpensive room there. I know that Dottie and Bill found a room there, and it was something like $39 a night. I mean, you couldn't live at home for utilities for that.
Gosh, no.
And all the food was furnished. So let me see where it is here. What the date's on it. Here it is right here. I was gonna email them and say, is there one later? Okay, it's next week. It's September 13th and, no, 12th. No, the testing begins on the 12th and the 13th, but you could check. I know people have checked in on the check-in day when it, a second. My kitten trying to come up and hanging on my, part of my flesh, but. Down at the computer here. I'm going to put it on speaker.
But if, you know, this arm's getting to the point, I'm having a hard time using the computer. And I keep thinking, do I need to get another computer chair or what's happening? You know, it's just, everything's hurting.
Okay, so here's what they said about it. They said, it's time again this year. It's the time of year. Parkview Adventist Medical Center's Lifestyle Choices Program begins on September 15th. The program runs from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
September 15th through the 19th, and then you have 2 days off for the weekend, and then it's the 22nd through the 26th. Pre-testing begins on the 12th and the 13th at 7:30 in the morning. You would not have to be there. I know they make allowances for that when people are coming from a distance. They take you in and do you right away when you get there. At least okay. That's what they were. It's specifically designed for anyone who is at risk of developing any kind of chronic health concern, such as blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, concerns about weight, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. It seems that if you are alive in America today, we all are at risk for developing something. The average participant reduces their cholesterol by 30 to 50 points, lowers their blood sugar, lowers their weight, et cetera. It's a great way to jumpstart a healthier lifestyle. An information registration packet is attached. If you cannot open the attachment, call the phone number, and then a packet will be mailed. Spaces limited for those who have attended in the past. We'd love to see you again. We also encourage someone to participate. Thank you. So if you want me to forward that to you.
Please do that. I've got to do something.
You can go through the pack, but between Medicare and Medicaid, and I think I don't know where they submitted it to our insurance. They never even took our credit card for it.
My goodness.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, we went back through there twice, and each time we realized we learned a little bit more, and we were better at applying it. All your food's furnished for you. They give you 3 meals a day, so that you can eat right and you're kept on the food program while you're there. And they've got a great chef, that does all the preparation. So it's a PDF file, so you should have no problem opening the file.
Okay.
And I'll shoot it to you right now so you can.
Okay.
Go through it, and I would really encourage you to do that because there's a lot of people that show up in the same kind of conditions that you're talking about, different things that the one in Florida would be good also, and you'd be probably paying for a bigger portion portion of it back there because they do have scholarships for people that they'll fill in with. And I don't know what percentage or something, anything. It just, I'm sure it varies. But their issue is it's going to be you're going to be coming out with all the knowledge on why utilize raw food. And their stuff is people are way more chronic. So you could make a choice between the two. And that one starts every Sunday of the year.
Really?
Yeah. They have enough. That they start every Sunday of the year, and there were about, I can't remember how many, 50 people in the group that the guy I talked to was back there in when he went back. Actually, he's been back there twice now, and he's in his late 30s, or no, maybe early 40s. Anyway, and he's the guy that introduced me to wheatgrass. That will be the next place we go to. We were even talking about going back to the one. But it's too early. It's overlapping what we're already committed to in Idaho, so we can't do that. But, and then we go to the next week we go down to,
Y'all come to Austin soon, don't you?
Yeah, to Pathfinder. That's why I'm trying to get out this morning. Yeah. Coming down. If you wanted to stick it in there, this one would be ideal. Or, Florida, the other one in Florida is Hippocrates. I can send you the website on that, too, if you want.
Okay, send both of those so I can see.
Okay, because I know that they will work specifically with you. You will have a doctor that is working, an MD that is going to be working with you. Well, for sure it's an MD at Parkview. There's all.
Well, Parkview sounds great. I've heard y'all speak about it, many times. And Nancy, too. But anyway, one or the other, it may be easier for me to get to Florida.
There you go. Well, you'd be giving us a whole lot of information coming from you when you do that, because that is going to be, that's going to be newer information, and you know, their response, their results are just unbelievable with people.
Okay.
So of everything I've read and seen, even Campbell, Colin Campbell that wrote the China study, said if there was more research on exactly what he's doing, you know, and he's like what Nikan was, you know, we don't care about the research. As long as we're seeing the results, we want to be helping people.
Yeah.
We're not going to wait for it to get through the journals. You know,
yeah.
Now ours through the journals, but at the beginning, they weren't waiting for it to go through medical journals in this country. They already knew that it worked, and we just wouldn't accept what they said. Well, that's the way they're doing down there in Florida. They know that it works, but
how great
to get it through the journals, you know, published,
yeah.
That kind of, it takes years, and a lot of people die in the process, you know, uh-huh. in the meantime, I should say. So anyway, I'll shoot that off to you right now
okay, because you've got my email, don't you? I think you do.
It's
MLRM at suddenlink.net. Just send it through on that one.
Okay, you're right. Okay, I remember. I think there was another one in there for you too, but
yeah,
another
one, and I've got to get that changed at headquarters too, because it's not coming through. It's kind of running at a junk mail at times, so I've got to take care of that.
Okay, well, I'll take it off mine too then at the same time. So
yeah.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? I've got to run. I've got a full day.
Thank you so much. Appreciate this.
Right at time. Did you have something, Betty?
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Mary Lou that that there's different kind of chiropractors too, and you need to talk to them before you show up to have any work done on your body. And I can't deal with the snapping kind of chiropractor, and there's other ones that do more through like a massage kind
uh-huh.
of manipulation that really is easier for your body to deal with, I think, than to go through trying to snap you back into position. So just do some phone calling before you go to a chiropractor and see how they do their manipulations.
Okay. That's a good idea, because I know we've got a newer one that's come out of out of school later, you know, so maybe there'd be some other ways. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Okay. My chiropractor does snap your neck. I was going to say, my chiropractor does snap your neck, but if I remember to tell him not to, he doesn't.
Okay.
So just tell him please not to snap your neck. Well, mine's on the way to you, so.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know your time element was bad at ass, but I'm just miserable
today.
That's
what we're here for. That's
okay. I need
All
your
right.
support so much. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. You've got it. Okay,
thanks,
guys.
Everybody.
Pardon?
I just said thanks, everybody.
Oh, thank you, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Good.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.